Now, tell us about some of the images here, Richard, you've provided for us that are on the coasttocoastam.com website.
Well, let me start with the image that comes from the work of Hermann Kemper, who was an engineer, a German engineer, who did some of his most interesting work back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. During the period of the Third Reich, Kemper proposed a high-speed maglev tube shuttle train that would connect the major cities of Europe and of the Third Reich. And he called his plan the Rohrbahn, meaning it would be a tube way in a literal translation from German to English. And this is quite really visionary research for the time. Now the technology was actually worked on, and Kemper was working on designing and building this thing right during World War II. The Nazis did intend to make this system, and it's interesting to me because, of course, the Nazis lost the war, but as you know, George, and I'm sure many people listening, under Project Paperclip, at war's end, hundreds, perhaps thousands, we don't know the true number, which remains classified to this day, but a very large number of Nazis with scientific and technical expertise were brought into the United States, in many instances given false papers, false identities, and put to work here in industry, in the academic world, and military agencies, continuing the work and research that they had done in the Third Reich for Hitler and the Nazis, only this time on American soil. And the
heck, they got our space program off the ground, didn't they?
Well, you know, I want to talk about that paperclip memo there in a little bit after I finish talking about this. The interesting thing is that one of the stories that I first heard, starting back in the 1980s, when I moved to the Southwest, were rumors about an alleged nationwide system of deeply buried, high-speed maglev tube shuttle trains, allegedly operated either singly or jointly by these purported aliens, which many people are talking so much about, but producing little evidence so far, direct evidence, I'll say. And then also said to be operated by covert elements of the United States military. Well, I found it interesting that when I really got digging, and it took me a number of years to find this documentation from the Third Reich, that the Nazis, it's close to 70 years ago, were working on developing a system which corresponds very closely to what is said to have already been secretly built here in the United States 10, 20, 30 years ago, maybe more, I don't know. But it's interesting to me that you did have all of these paperclip scientists and technicians, as well as the technology they were working on, brought here to the United States in the 40s, 50s, and actually, I understand, continuing up right through the 60s and 70s, and for all I know, to the present day.
I got to tell you, this one picture here you've supplied us is absolutely staggering.
Isn't it stunning? That's from 1938, and that's what the Nazis intended to make.
Were they building any of this, Richard?
Well, that's the thing, see. The documentation I have indicates that Hermann Kemper was the engineer, project engineer for this, and indeed, this work, design and development work, went on during World War II. I don't know how advanced they got with it. And I'll tell you, there's still a great deal that happened in World War II and in the immediate aftermath that is being kept back from us, George, and consciously so, by the powers that be that fancy themselves rulers of this planet, not only Americans, but others as well. I don't know if the Nazis, how far along they were on that. But I can promise you that under Project Paperclip, the American military-industrial complex swept into Germany, or as many parts of Germany as they could get into, and just vacuumed up, documents, technicians, engineers, scientists, actual hardware, technological, scientific, engineering hardware, and brought as much of it as possible back here to the United States and classified it all. And a lot of it still remains classified. We still don't have a firm grasp on what happened in those years, what to speak of what's happening in these years.
Exactly. Hey, Bill, let me ask you, while we have a few more moments here with you, well, give us an overall perspective of your whole take, then, of these underground tunnels and facilities, based on what you think might be going on.
Well, one of the things I told Richard some time ago is that some of these facilities, at least those run by the Department of Defense or the Department of Energy, are connected with each other by this tube transport system that I've heard about. And I have even found an article where it says that MIT did a study of future transport, a commercial transport, very similar to what has been described, where these trains go in partially evacuated tubes at cruising speeds of 5,000 miles per hour.
What?
So, I mean, they move faster than jet aircraft could move through the sky.
We're getting a lot of people who call too, Bill, about hearing a hum, just a low-frequency hum. Do you think this has anything to do with any of this?
I don't know. It's possible.
You know, if something's going on underground, who knows?
Yeah. People have reported to me hearing noises coming from underground. Even I've even heard people tell me that they swear they could have heard the sound of trucks moving below
yes,
their house.
Yes, you're right. But this tube train that might go 5,000 miles an hour, it's interconnected at what point? I mean, might it go from L.A. to New York by any chance?
There's one that has been designed to do so. A long tube that has, let's say, a station stop in Dallas and then goes on to New York.
Does the tube give it almost like a cannon-like effect? Is that what it's for?
Well, see, being almost a vacuum in the tube, there's no real air resistance, and if the passengers are riding in seats that are gimbaled so they can be rotated, so it lessens the impact of the G-forces on the passengers, then you can accelerate and decelerate with only about a 5% a difference in weight, you know, that the passenger would feel from inertia. So, I mean, they seem to be an extremely efficient way to get around. And in fact, I talked to a man who you might say was, he was working at a place that I was working at, and he was a colonel in the Air National Guard, and he was actually an Apache Longbow helicopter pilot, and he told me that he had been on one of these maglev underground tube trains.
Bill, it would take a half hour to get from L.A. to New York in one of these things.
Yeah, it wouldn't take too long.